efficient. That's what I think.
Okay, before we get started. Set that off. Before we get started with the meeting, I'm going to invite Mrs. Brees up to the podium and I will swear her in as our new council member.
I state your name.
I, Tracy Brees.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Indiana.
And the Constitution of the State of Indiana.
And that I will.
And that I will.
Faithfully and impartially.
Faithfully and impartially.
And diligently.
And diligently.
Discharge the duties of the office of common council.
Discharge the duties of the common council.
For District 2.
For District 2.
In the city of Vincent.
In the city of Vincent.
According to law.
According to law.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability. Thank you. I'm just going to go ahead and introduce my family. This is my mother, Angela Fry, my brother, TJ Fry, and my sister, Terry Fry. And those of you who don't know, my husband passed away in November, but I know he's with me here tonight. So thank you all for your support.
Okay, we'll go to the council meeting for January 28th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight and the future as well. Amen.
Amen.
Can we have roll call?
Lane Chatton.
Here.
Dan Rabelais.
Here.
Tracy Brees.
Here.
Scott Brown.
Here.
Ryan Burrow.
Here.
Shelley Rose.
Here.
Tim Salford.
Here.
Mary Oakham.
Here. And then we need adoption of the agenda.
I move that the agenda be adopted.
Second.
Got a motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Brown to adopt the agenda as presented.
Call the question.
Ray Chatton.
Yes.
Dan Rabelais.
Yes.
Tracy Brees.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Ryan Burrow.
Yes.
Shelley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salford.
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the agenda is adopted. Need approval of the January 14th minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes. Second.
Got a motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose to approve the minutes as presented.
Question.
Ray Chatton.
Yes.
Dan Rabelais.
Yes.
Tracy Brees.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Ryan Burrow.
Yes.
Shelley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salford.
Yes.
And those minutes are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mr. Mayor, on behalf of the entire council, we certainly welcome Mrs. Brees to the council. We look forward to your views and input as we go forward. And I think you have a background well suited to serve the citizens of your district and the city. So welcome to the council.
Thank you.
Nothing else? Committee chair reports?
Mayor, I'd like to bring up something this morning. It was kind of disturbing to see the facade on a downtown building fall into the sidewalk. I'm wondering if we need to possibly have the city inspector or an engineering firm, an architect, tech firm to do some type of inspection on some of the other facades to see if there are any issues. I'm not sure how to approach this because I know those are private businesses,
right.
But at the same time, we...
I don't know that...
Would that be permission or warrant?
Pardon?
Would it be a warrant or permission or advance a building program?
Hopefully.
Have we no protocol, have we no way for the city just to go to do a inspection? Unless there was a complaint and then to go to the ordinance council. Take it on, terrible.
The county just developed an unsafe building policy.
Catching up.
Catching up.
And...
They haven't had anything in town with this new ordinance.
I would hope with what happened that maybe the other building owners would take notice and think, you know what, maybe I need to check my own building.
Well, I walk the city hall, I'm going to different.
I'm assuming, like, I know a lot of us probably have calls and stuff or texts or emails today. So, I mean, I think that was kind of a, I wouldn't say wake-up call, but did draw some attention to it. So I would assume that a lot of our building owners downtown are probably already starting to look into that. I know a couple of them are...
Right.
Kind of jumping the gun to make sure that they don't have those kind of issues. So, I mean, you know, we kind of left out that this one happened at a time that it did, and, you know, they kind of draw attention to it. So,
right.
Hopefully other people will be able to do that.
I agree. Yeah. Gotcha.
I had a conversation with Councilman Chatton out in the parking lot the last meeting, and it kind of sparked an idea. I just wanted to see if we wanted to kind of go with it. It was about communication and people kind of communicating with us and better communication, and it's a way that we could set up just like a basic email for each one of the council. You could eventually do that with department heads too. So for example, Councilman Grove here, you know, we all have different emails. It could be at Yahoo, at Gmail, or all the different array of emails that you have out there. So instead of doing something like that, people do want to contact us. And there's a lot of people like, well, what's your email, or what's different here, or it's different than that person, but why is that the case? You kind of set it up similar to what you would do with like a business, a school, or something like that, where, for example, let's say we use Councilman Grove, for example, it could be citycouncil1@vincennes.org. So then you have set emails for the people that are in the council. So it's easier for people like, oh, that email's there. We know what it is. It's been there, you know, for the whole time that person's been in there. And if a new person comes in, it's still the same email and easier to contact. I'd like to bring in our person that designs our website and sets up our email. We can kind of ask them questions to see if that's even viable or what it would cost, because there are certain costs that are associated with that. And possibly, because I know from my perspective on the school side, we use Google as kind of an add-on to that, and Google does things for free or extremely low cost for schools and government agencies because it's kind of a service that they do provide. So we can kind of bring those people in to kind of talk about those things because it does make things easier for people to communicate with us. It'd be similar to what I did when we brought in people for like Wi-Fi. We have a couple of people come and talk about it, and we kind of see if that's something that we want to do and move forward to kind of help with communication. Because I do know, people want to talk to us and people want to get out there and get that information. Now, worst case scenario, we could set something up where we just have like a contact box in there where you could have like a contact your council and a whole email goes out to all of us instead of having to go through and pick out one at a time. So those are things that we would like to, that I would like to see us kind of look at. And if you guys are okay with that, I'd like to start contacting obviously our internet provider or website designer, and we can kind of have them come and talk with us about those possibilities.
And right now we have been working with AME and Tim Trotter on our emails because we've got to make some changes that because of our server,
right.
And our operating system on our computers, and it's got to be upgraded, so we'll just throw that into that.
Throw that in there too, yeah. That'd be
and
awesome.
I think long term, you know, we're getting all of our packets and claims emailed to us in a transition period. It would be so much easier for somebody to just, like Tracy, would walk into District 2's email and all those right. packets would already be there instead of mounds of paperwork. So it definitely would make a flow much easier.
Okay.
Yeah. And I did have a discussion with the mayor about your idea, Tim, and it's being looked into. We have some other issues as well that we're going to be looking into in reference to our laptops and how,
right,
how we deal with passwords and changing of members. So there's several issues on technology side we're looking at.
And I can tell you that I've advised my department heads that if they operate a city-owned computer, if something has a password, they are to have that password on file with the clerk's office. In case something would happen, that way somebody does have access to the,
right.
So. Okay. Anything else? If not, we'll go to report of city officers.
I just want to say I'm sorry, I'm going to keep walking. That's the one, please.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you about the animal shelter. And Leah would have been here, but she's got her kid's birthday tonight, and I told her that I would take care of this. She requested from Board of Works to be able to get quotes for the building. You know, they received the PetSmart grant. They were doing updates to the facility. They put in the new dog runs, play area outside, and the new dog cages outside. And one of the last things they were doing were closing up the old doggy doors that went from the interior of the building to the outside because they no longer use them. Well, whenever the contractor got into the wall, they found that the walls were rotted up a foot, foot and a half, and was even wondering what was even holding up the roof line. That it was maybe just a metal sheeting on the outside of the building and inside it was holding up the roof. So she is going to get quotes on to fix that, to correct it permanently. So just so you know, that will be coming in the future. And she's going to start a fundraising and stuff for, so, but it's going to be several thousand dollars to fix it. And it isn't something we can just sit around and wait on. We're going to have to, since she gets the quotes, we're going to have to get it awarded and get moving.
Yeah? And I agree with the mayor. I went out and looked at the situation, and it's not something that we can wait very long on. It's a structural integrity issue at this point. So the building is 25 years old and may have been a design issue from the beginning, but it's now come to a point that it's definitely going to have to be taken care of.
Okay. So that's going to be probably your next meeting, I hope, to have more information.
I mean, she's going to get this, like, I mean, like, this is fast track. We're going to do this as fast as possible to get that all taken care of, correct?
Yes. Okay. Okay. No other reports. We have no old business and no new business, so we'll move on to claims.
Mayor, I move that we pay claims totaling $482,206.77.
Second.
Got a motion by President Chatton, second by Vice President Ravelet to pay the claims in the amount of $482,206.77. Does anybody have any questions on claims or?
All the questions.
Kim Salters?
Yes.
Tracy Bruce?
Yes.
Dan Ravelet?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Charlie Rose?
Yes.
Larry Rose?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the claims are paid. Anything under miscellaneous?
This will be the last council meeting prior to the Old Post Bluegrass Jam on February 10 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., so all acoustic musicians are invited to come out and jam at the university's Jefferson Union all day. It really is a good time, and Joel, it's a good crowd. It's the first bluegrass jam following winter, at least we hope that by that time it's the end of winter. We don't know, but everyone's invited. It is free of charge. So.
Okay. Anything else?
Okay, I.
6.
All right, I move that we adopt our regular meeting schedule of the second and fourth Mondays at 6 p.m., except when that day falls on a holiday, at which we would move the meeting to the following Tuesday.
That would be 5 p.m. Central Time, that is.
There you go.
I second that motion.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose to leave meetings as they were set at 6 p.m. on the second and fourth Monday of the month, and that's probably a good thing because it's been advertised correct, right? So, Call for the question.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Ralph Lowe?
Yes.
Dan Allen?
Yes.
Kelly Rose?
Yes.
Ken Salters?
Yes.
Casey Reese?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the meetings will stay the same. Now I just need a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
We are adjourned.